Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You a bug hunter?
I am.
Lobsters. Florida lobster season actually wraps up March 31st, so you only got a few days left to catch them bugs.
News you can use with Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah. But what do you do with your keys when you're, like, if you're doing a beach dive for lobsters down in South Florida, and you drove, and, you know, where do you got to store them somewhere?
Just chuck them in the ocean and hope I can find them later.
No, I don't think that's ideal.
Just look for something
You put
shiny.
Them in, Barry's not here. He said, I put them in my prison wallet.
I'm sorry?
I don't know what he meant by that.
I think I do.
Do you?
With his thermos of warm water?
I don't know. He didn't really go into detail.
Is that right next to the soap?
It might be. I didn't pry. And
soap
when I say pry, I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean. Anywho. No, I mean, what would you do with your key? I mean, I usually have a watertight box for stuff, but I always have that dilemma. Like, you know, do I leave it in the car? Do I figure out a way to get it to the dive shop or something? You know, there's always that issue of where you put your.
See, you that's know, why I don't drive.
I put more
in a pickup or a car.
Bag
okay, all right,
bag.
One at a time. Dear God,
you asked.
Okay, Casey, go first. Where?
Raise
where
your
do
hand.
You? Yes, please.
I put mine in a small dry bag
and then
put it
into
in
the
mesh
prison
bag
while
a year.
That's that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then where
in
do you,
your ear?
Where you put it? Where you mean you just set a bag out on the beach if you're beach diving and leave it there? No, would you?
Oh, okay. We're beach diving.
Well, wherever you know. I mean, you got to put it somewhere where people aren't going to get to it, or do you hide it?
Do you put it in prison wallet?
I put it on the top of my radiator and close the hood.
Okay. Well, now we know where to get his car. Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba, have you that ever come up on your radar with any of your videos? I got to give props to Scuba Divers Uncensored. This is where I saw this topic, and I was like, you know what? That's pretty good question.
Where you do said you put we your... didn't steal.
Excuse me?
You told me we did. We don't steal.
You're a liar. Anywho, and what are you talking about? Steal? We borrowed. That's not stealing. I mean, we're
lazy. Excuse me.
Kenny, what do you think? Have you ever thought about that, or has that ever popped up on your radar? Like what you do with your keys or something that you got to have?
Teaching classes, running trips all the time. Absolutely. I don't know. So without a pickup, I've always had a pickup truck my entire diving career. So
yeah.
So my little trick is I don't put it in anything that looks grab worthy. I put it in, like, I always rolled it up or put it in a little piece of trash up in the corner in the bed that's covered.
Ah.
So you gotta, like, reach under there with a stick and fish it back
Genius.
Out. But
see, I would have thought he would stick it under his toque because he wears his red hat.
You know what you could
just
do?
Scuba dive, well, throw it up in there, right?
Somewhere. No.
What about when I dive?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're diving, you could still have it. You wear a hat when you dive, don't you?
Regular red trucking. These won't stay. They float right off.
Ah, okay.
So, I tried rigging it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Been there.
Okay.
Been down that road.
I've had this thing where I had a small little airtight box that I could slip in my DC pocket when I was really in a pinch. But, yeah, I mean, you know, hiding it in your truck, your car, whatever, you know, that's definitely a thing. Jared the Diver Guy?
If you're shore diving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to have a flag, right?
Yeah.
Your flag has a float.
Okay.
All you need is a little dry bag. Not no big one. Just a little one.
Not no big
one. A carabiner. Clip it to the daggone float.
A carabiner?
A what?
Carabiner.
Carabiner. Oh. Okay.
Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
The Caribbean. Close enough.
All right.
But all you need is a carabiner. Clip it to your darn float. You're done.
Okay.
I've had my dive flag float come undone and like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, what about Brittany Brown? Break.
You got to do a secure. If you're having a daggone float disconnect, you ain't got a secure tag for
it. Well, you know, we've dove with Terry the diver guy.
A secure tag.
And he never stays near the flag anyway.
You run a secure tag from your float over to the line, and if it comes unclipped or whatever, you still got it.
Okay. He totally lost me. There's a lot of knots and carabiners.
Maybe you swallow your key and then get it later.
Yeah.
And it comes out your prison purse?
Well, it guarantees that you're not going to fly after diving for at least 24 hours.
That's what Dennis the Menace did.
Yeah. Okay. Remember? Brittany? No, I don't, Brittany. But,
with the pot of beans?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Or what'd you do, Brittany? You've been in this scenario.
A million times.
Yes.
So I use the logical way doing things.
Like a kangaroo?
I know. I take the... take the key out of the fob, and then I put everything in the car,
mm-hmm.
lock everything. Then I have a little string that always stays at the side of my door. So I take that string, and then I tie it to the key that's in the fob, and then I tie it to my BCD pocket.
Uh-huh.
And then I just go out and I go diving. Now, when I come back, I use the key to unlock the door.
Right.
When you unlock the door, the car will sound the alarm. So you have to hurry up because everyone's looking at this point.
Uh-huh.
But once they figure out that it's my car, then I open up the door and then quickly disengage the alarm.
Okay. She put a lot of thought into this.
Sounds overly complicated.
No.
It's not really.
No, why
it's
wouldn't like that?
That's basic.
That's very
organized.
Smart. She's organized. She's very secure. What about you, Vinny? Have you even thought about this? Or do you like, screw it. I'll let Brittany do it for me.
What the hell?
I really lost track of the conversation. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he doesn't even know
sorry.
What we're talking about.
It was a trick question. It was a trick question.
I know you're talking about some diving thing, and I'm pretty sure she's had a lot of training. She'll answer the question. She did. There you go.
Then he just lets the car get stolen.
Right. Exactly.
I
don't know.
It doesn't matter because Vinny rode his bike anyway.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, Bubble Boy, do you have something you want to add, or you're like, I give up?
I give up.
Okay.
You still
got
to unlock your bike, though.
Good.
And you need a key to unlock your bike.
Yeah. You don't want someone
unless
to.
It's a combination.
You don't want the booglers to get a hold of your get a hold of your bike, and then it's not there when you get back from diving.
Yeah, that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a combination lock.
Oh, what about the grill?
Yeah, no,
like under
I
the
can
grill.
Never remember the comment.
Under
no,
the grill
the
of a of
like
the
bumper,
car,
like those ridges.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that too.
Yeah, set it on. Yeah, you know,
no
the top
one can
of
see you doing it.
Yeah, yeah, set it on the top of a wheel or something. You get one of those little hidden things,
yeah.
or you get
no,
one
never
of those.
Never the gas pump. Never.
You
the
know
gas
what you can do?
Can. Everyone looks there.
Here's a great idea. You get a beer can, one of those fake beer can safes,
or a real one.
Fake one. That unscrews and it's a hidden compartment, and you throw that in the back of your truck, and people just think, oh, that's old Jerry the diver guy. He's got a beer
yeah,
can
you
in the back
beer,
of his truck.
How many
well,
beer
if that's
cans
the case,
and sort through in back of Jerry's truck.
Yeah, right. Then a bum is going to come along and think that it's a beer can and take your whole vehicle.
Ah,
if well, that's the case, then get you one of those little magnetic cases that slides open, put your key in it, and stick it under the car somewhere.
Okay.
I've done that.
And then, of course, there's the old prison wallet. So take your pick. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.